Today is the 17th day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today as we get to greet another one of our shiny, sparkly beginnings. A brand new week out in front of us that we get to walk into together and that we will make our mark on. We'll tell the story of this week. It'll be the story of our lives. In this week, all of our choices will add up to the week. Let's choose wisely. And a wise decision for us each and every day is to come back together around the global campfire and take another step forward and allow the scriptures to speak into our lives. And so let's do this. It's a brand new week. We'll read from the Christian Standard Bible this week. And we're picking up our journey in the book of Isaiah. Today, chapter 25, verse 1 through 28, verse 13. Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have accomplished wonders. Plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. For you have turned the city into a pile of rocks, a fortified city into ruins. The fortress of barbarians is no longer a city. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, a strong people will honor you. The cities of violent nations will fear you, for you have been a stronghold for the poor person, a stronghold for the needy in his distress, a refuge from storms and a shade from heat. When the breath of the violent is like a storm against a wall, like heat in a dry land, you will subdue the uproar of barbarians. As the shade of a cloud cools the heat of the day, so he will silence the song of the violent. On this mountain, the Lord of armies will prepare for all the peoples a feast of choice meat, a feast with aged wine, prime cuts of choice meat, fine vintage wine. On this mountain, he will swallow up the burial shroud, the shroud over all the peoples, the sheet covering all the nations. When he has swallowed up death once and for all, the Lord God will wipe away the tears from every face and remove his people's disgrace from the whole earth. For the Lord has spoken. On that day, it will be said, look, this is our God. We have waited for him and he has saved us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let's rejoice and be glad in his salvation. For the Lord's power will rest on this mountain, but Moab will be trampled in his place as straw is trampled in a dung pile. He will spread out his arms in the middle of it, as a swimmer spreads out his arms to swim. His pride will be brought low, along with the trickery of his hands. The high-walled fortress will be brought down, thrown to the ground, to the dust. On that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation is established as walls and ramparts. Open the gates so a righteous nation can come in, one that remains faithful. You will keep the mind that is dependent on you in perfect peace, for it is trusting in you. Trust in the Lord forever, because in the Lord himself is an everlasting rock, for he has humbled those who live in lofty places, an inaccessible city. He brings it down. He brings it down to the ground. He throws it to the dust. Feet trample it, the feet of the humble, the steps of the poor. The path of the righteous is level. You clear a straight path for the righteous. Yes, Lord. We wait for you in the path of your judgments. Our desire is for your name and renown. I long for you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me diligently seeks you. For when your judgments are in the land, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. But if the wicked man is shown favor, he does not learn righteousness. In a righteous land, he acts unjustly and does not see the majesty of the Lord. Lord, your hand is lifted up to take action, but they do not see it. Let them see your zeal for your people and be put to shame. Let fire consume your adversaries. Lord, you will establish peace for us, for you have also done all our work for us. Lord our God, lords other than you have owned us, but we remember your name alone. The dead do not live. Departed spirits do not rise up. Indeed, you have punished and destroyed them. You have wiped out all memory of them. You have added to the nation, Lord. You have added to the nation. You are honored. You have expanded all the borders of the land. Lord, they went to you in their distress. They poured out whispered prayers because your discipline fell on them. As a pregnant woman about to give birth writhes and cries out in her pains, so we were before you, Lord. We became pregnant. We writhed in pain. We gave birth to wind. We have won no victories on earth, and the earth's inhabitants have not fallen. Your dead will live. Their bodies will rise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in the dust, for you will be covered with the morning dew, and the earth will bring out the departed spirits. Go, my people, enter your rooms and close your doors behind you. Hide for a little while until the wrath has passed. For look, the Lord is coming from his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth will reveal the blood shed on it and will no longer conceal her slain. On that day, the Lord, with his relentless, large, strong sword, will bring judgment on Leviathan, the fleeing serpent. Leviathan, the twisting serpent. He will slay the monster that is in the sea. On that day, sing about a desirable vineyard. I am the Lord who watches over it to water it regularly so that no one disturbs it. I watch over it night and day. I am not angry. If only there were thorns and briars for me to battle, I would trample them and burn them to the ground. Or let it take hold of my strength. Let it make peace with me. Make peace with me. In days to come, Jacob will take root. Israel will blossom and bloom and fill the whole world with fruit. Did the Lord strike Israel as he struck the one who struck Israel? Was Israel killed like those killed by the Lord? You disputed with Israel by banishing and driving her away. He removed her with a severe storm on the day of the east wind. Therefore, Jacob's iniquity will be atoned for in this way, and the result of the removal of his sin will be this. When he makes all the altar stones like crushed bits of chalk, no Asherah poles or incense altars will remain standing, for the fortified city will be desolate, pastures deserted and abandoned like a wilderness. Calves will graze there, and there they will spread out and strip its branches. When its branches dry out, they will be broken off. Women will come and make fires with them, for they are not a people with understanding. Therefore, their Maker will not have compassion on them, and their Creator will not be gracious to them. On that day, the Lord will thresh grain from the Euphrates River as far as the Wadi of Egypt, and you Israelites will be gathered one by one. On that day, a great ram's horn will be blown, and those lost in the land of Assyria will come, as well as those dispersed in the land of Egypt. And they will worship the Lord at Jerusalem on the holy mountain. Woe to the majestic crown of Ephraim's drunkards and to the fading flower of its beautiful splendor, which is on the summit above the rich valley. Woe to those overcome with wine. Look, the Lord has a strong and mighty one, like a devastating hailstorm, like a storm with strong flooding water. He will bring it across the land with his hand. The majestic crown of Ephraim's drunkards will be trampled underfoot. The fading flower of his beautiful splendor, which is on the summit above the rich valley, will be like a ripe fig before the summer harvest. Whoever sees it will swallow it while it is still in his hand. On that day, the Lord of armies will become a crown of beauty and a diadem of splendor to the remnant of his people, a spirit of justice to the one who sits in judgment, and strength to those who repel attacks at the city gate. Even these stagger because of wine and stumble under the influence of beer. Priest and prophet stagger because of beer. They are confused by wine. They stumble because of beer. They are muddled in their visions. They stumble in their judgments. Indeed, all their tables are covered with vomit. There is no place without a stench. Who is he trying to teach? Who is he trying to instruct? Infants just weaned from milk? Babies removed from the breast? Law after law, law after law, line after line, line after line, a little here, a little there. For he will speak to this people with stammering speech and in a foreign language. He had said to them, "This is the place of rest. Let the weary rest. This is the place of repose." But they would not listen. The word of the Lord will come to them. Law after law, law after law, line after line, line after line, a little here, a little there. So they go stumbling backward to be broken, trapped, and captured. Galatians 3:10-22. For all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse, because it is written, "Everyone who does not do everything written in the book of the law is cursed." Now, it is clear that no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith. But the law is not based on faith. Instead, the one who does these things will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, because it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree." The purpose was that the blessing of Abraham would come to the Gentiles by Christ Jesus, so that we could receive the promised Spirit through faith. Brothers and sisters, I am using a human illustration. No one sets aside or makes additions to a validated human will. Now, the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. He does not say "and to seeds," as though referring to many, but referring to one, and to your seed, who is Christ. My point is this: the law, which came 430 years later, does not invalidate a covenant previously established by God, and thus cancel the promise. For if the inheritance is based on the law, it is no longer based on the promise. But God has graciously given it to Abraham through the promise. Why then was the law given? It was added for the sake of transgressions, until the seed to whom the promise was made would come. The law was put into effect through angels by means of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not just for one person alone, but God is one. Is the law therefore contrary to God's promises? Absolutely not. For if the law had been granted with the ability to give life, then righteousness would certainly be on the basis of the law. But the scripture imprisoned everything under sin's power, so that the promise might be given on the basis of faith in Jesus Christ to those who believe. Psalm 61. Security in God. For the choir director, on stringed instruments, of David. God, hear my cry. Pay attention to my prayer. I call to you from the ends of the earth when my heart is without strength. Lead me to a rock that is high above me, for you have been a refuge for me, a strong tower in the face of the enemy. I will dwell in your tent forever and take refuge under the shelter of your wings. Selah. God, you have heard my vows. You have given a heritage to those who fear your name. Add days to the king's life. May his years span many generations. May he sit enthroned before God forever. Appoint faithful love and truth to guard him. Then I will continually sing of your name, fulfilling my vows day by day. Proverbs 23:17-18. Don't let your heart envy sinners. Instead, always fear the Lord, for then you will have a future, and your hope will not be dashed. Father, we thank you for your word. Once again, we thank you for a brand new week that we have stepped into. And now that we are here and have stepped into it, we need you. Holy Spirit, come and lead us, lead our steps, illuminate our path before us as we navigate this week. Lead us, as the psalmist said, to a rock that is high above us. You have been a refuge for us, a strong tower in the face of the enemy. We will dwell in your tent forever and take refuge under the shelter of your wings. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning. This is Helen in Durham, North Carolina, and it's been a while since I've called in. First, I just want to thank Brian. I just have been taught bits and pieces, just been wonderful, the learning from these podcasts, as well as, of course, being bathed in the scripture. And I just also want to thank this community. I am always amazed at the depth of caring and love that I hear being poured out, as well as the great needs out there from everyone in the community. And so I am finally voicing this request for prayer for my family. I am going to be visiting a grown son, father of our two grands, 6 hours away in Pennsylvania, along with the mother of these two, and they are not yet married. And there's a long history, but I just want to ask, because I feel the Lord has been keeping on pushing me to at least be transparent, that my heart has continually been out to my son, his family, my other son as well, who are not walking with the Lord. And also just knowing that God is the one who confronts and brings us to salvation. So my prayer, of course, would be that as I go, that I will be a testimony of Jesus' love to them, and that one day I will see them responding to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Sam from Spain, a missionary in Spain, and I would like to pray and rejoice with Chelsea for her beautiful son, Parker James. What a joy a new life brings much happiness. And we have prayed for you before, and now we rejoice with you, and we pray that the Lord will give your son plenty of health and a heart to go after our very own father. I also would like to pray for the man who's going through a divorce and whose court hearing on August 29th was a painful one for his wife. And I thank the Lord that he was guided to seek better counsel and to seek reconciliation. Please know that we're praying for your marriage and your reconciliation and for your wife's heart as well as yours. And I would like to ask for prayers, as I am in a position of leadership with a ministry organization. And sometimes the weight of the responsibility and the care to carry out God's principle in a leadership position can be pretty difficult and conflicted. So I ask for strength in the Lord, for increased faith, and for the Lord to open new roadways for the body of Christ. Thank you so much, Deliorio.
Lisa, this is Linda from North Idaho. Today is September 13th, and 2 days ago, a multitude of people fasted and prayed for you. I know not everyone called in, because I almost didn't either, until I started hearing some of the calls of people saying that they had been fasting and praying for you and calling in and giving you their prayers. And we know our God is able. We know our God is willing. We know our God hates death and disease and brokenness. And we know that because he's promised us eternity with wholeness and healing and no more tears and no more sorrow, no more suffering. In the meantime, we have earth and we have life and we have illness, but we have a community here in the DAB community to lift one another up. And what a joy it has been to listen to all my fellow dappers praying for you and fasting for you. And I thank the sister who called us to prayer to do that for you. And what's most amazing thing is that even after the September 11th ended, I've still been thinking about you and praying when I put something in my mouth on the 12th and today on the 13th. And I trust that others are going to be reminded also for the 14th and every day thereafter to be lifting you in prayer before the throne. We thank you, Jesus, for what you are going to do with all of this. We trust you, Lord. Help us to trust you even more. Amen.
Hi, this is Morgan from Texas. I'm calling on the behalf for my mom. Yesterday she had her mammogram and the result was not good news. And so today, this morning at 9, she'll have her biopsy to see what we need to do. The doctor says that there's three that they discover, and so we're praying that those three are false alarm, or we're praying for initial surgery at the moment. And so be in prayers for my mom. I know she's nervous, she's scared, and Lord, we just ask for peace. We ask for guidance with your doctors and nurses. And then finally, the surgery, if the surgery has come, be in prayer for that. And also be in prayer for my whole family, especially my youngest brother. He's still young, and so we're in praying for peace upon our family. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.